This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 22, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, the financial state of Peabody's golf course has some officials seeing red. During the city council's review of the budget last week, councilors learned that the Meadow Golf Course ran up $111,000 in deficits this past year. The course is funded through an enterprise account separate from the city budget that relies mainly on daily user fees and golf cart rentals. City Auditor Mary Martin said a cold fall and rain-soaked spring kept people off the greens, a point she repeated several times at last week's meeting, leading to a $118,000 dip in projected revenue. She noted the Meadows sees 33,000 rounds of golf in an average year, but this season is expected to wrap up at just over 28,000. With operational expenses just over $1 million, the projected profit of $371,000 isn't enough to cover this year's debt service payment of $482,500 on the property. More in the story written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. 150 homes in Beverly are now free of the floodplain designation. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, about 150 homes have been removed from the city's floodplain designation, alleviating residents' concerns of having to buy expensive flood insurance. Ariana McNeil writes on today's front page of the Salem News, floodplain maps released by the Federal Emergency Management Agency maps in 2014 increased the base flood elevation by about 4 feet in some areas of the city, putting more homes within the effective area. After city officials contested the change, newly issued maps dropped the elevation by about the same amount. Base flood level is the level to which floodwater is anticipated to rise during a so-called 100-year flood. Areas where homes have been removed from the floodplain include Water Street to Lothrop Street and Hale to West Street, according to city engineer Greg Lewis. A meeting has been scheduled for 5 p.m. Thursday at the Beverly Public Library to inform residents of the new maps and provide an update on the city's hazard mitigation plan. Beverly was not the only coastal community affected by the changes in the 2014 maps. Salem maps were also drastically different. The neighboring city contested them and had new ones issued as well. In Beverly, city officials hired consultant Sean Kelly to Applied Coastal Research and Engineering Incorporated to lead another more city-specific flood mapping process that is accepted by FEMA. The consultant, along with the city officials, found that the floodplain designation could be reduced to what it was prior to the 2014 maps. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, as officials continue to review potential changes to the rules for Salem walking tours, licensed guides are urging them to instead crack down on unlicensed tour companies that bring buses full of tourists into Salem. A proposal from Mayor Kim Driscoll filed with the City Council earlier this month would make a number of changes to the city's rules governing tour groups, including banning voice amplification on specific downtown streets and the use of candles or any other item with a flame. The proposed changes would also limit tours to a certain size. Those changes are now before the Council's Committee on Ordinances, Licenses, and Legal Affairs, which spent nearly 2 hours Tuesday night reviewing the new rules and hearing comment primarily from licensed tour guides in the city. The changes are staying in committee for the time being. But those who spoke Tuesday night warned the proposed rules could drastically affect the city's walking tour industry and that the local licensed guides aren't the problem. For what is the problem, according to them, check out today's story written in the Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, affordable housing, transportation, and the need for accessibility of services were all cited as hurdles confronting today's seniors when Governor Charlie Baker's new Council on Optimal Aging kicked off a series of 4 listening sessions across the state, with a Wednesday morning visit to America's oldest seaport, Gloucester. Mary Lou Sutters, the state Secretary of Health and Human Services and co-chairwoman of the council, is quoted as saying, "We're here to hear from the community, not just from experts, but from those of you who have your own truths to share." Scott Trenty, Executive Director of Gloucester-based Senior Care, Inc., set a tone for the session at Gloucester's Rose Baker Senior Center with a call to address a basic life issue for many seniors. He's quoted as saying, We need to advocate on the local and state level for more affordable housing. More on this story, written by Ray Lamont, in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The Navigators out of Lynn will play a doubleheader today. First pitch at 4:30 against the Brockton Rocks. Aganis Week begins in Lynn on Sunday, culminating with the 56th annual Harry Aganis All-Star Football Game 1 week from tonight, Thursday, June 29th, 7 o'clock at Manning Field. Between now and then, the Aganis Awards Ceremony will be held this Sunday at 10 at Manning Field, followed by the softball game and the baseball game at noon and 2 at Fraser Field. On Monday, it's basketball at Lynn Classical High School. Tuesday, soccer at Manning Field. And Wednesday, lacrosse, also at Manning Field. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com.